Hi there. You're holding a 3D print of an image from the James Webb Space Telescope, or JWST for short. This is one of the first images the JWST took. It's of a star with some galaxies in the background. If you start in the middle, you'll feel a raised shape with six main lines leading away. Can you feel the two more on the left and right? Feel close, they're tiny. This is a star in our own galaxy, and what it looks like to the telescope. The lines are called diffraction spikes and are caused by the design of the telescope. You'll next notice lots and lots of little bumps. Cue the Star Wars jokes. These are galaxies far, far away. Each bump would contain billions of stars. Finally, the flat part of the model is the blackness of space. So what is it? Think of this as a key to understanding how the Webb telescope sees stars. Any image it captures will have these spikes around the stars. Again, the spikes don't actually exist. Stars are giant spheres of gas and plasma that are incredibly hot and don't have weird lines. The way the telescope is built causes it to look like this, though. It's kind of like an echo of light. If you sing a song in your living room, and then sing the same song in the shower or the parking garage, notice the difference? Hear the echo? The James Webb Space Telescope has a sort of light echo that is technically called a diffraction spike. Most professional telescopes have them. My favorite part of the print is the bumps. These are the galaxies billions of light years away. Now, a light year is the distance light can travel in 1 year. Since it's so fast, that's almost 6 trillion miles. So, if a galaxy is a billion light years away, that means it's 6 trillion billion miles away. Wow! Each one of these galaxies on the print has billions of stars in it. The small piece of plastic you're holding right now is a slice of infinity. We don't have the technology to travel 1 light year, let alone billions. But maybe we will someday. It's neat to think about, right? But don't just think, learn. Maybe you'll figure out a way to explore the cosmos. At the very least, it's nice to know we live in such an incredible universe. My name is Josh Urban, and I made this print with my friends Nadia and LaShawn from the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print Disabled. We hope you've enjoyed it.